Monitor. Starting off this portion of the show with the voice of a young man who started in show business with the nickname The Velvet Fog. He overcame that. Now he's known simply as Mel Torme. Here he sings Lover's Roulette.
What can I lose if I gamble again in the game of fools? If I take a chance on another romance, I know the rules. Here is my heart, you can start spinning the ball. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all. What can I lose when the cards are all dealt and the betting starts? What are the stakes when a joker can take the queen apart? Here is my life and my love, all I am worth. What can I lose when maybe I'll win heaven on earth? Another romance, forget the rules. Here is my heart, you can start spinning the ball. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all.
Is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Here's Joe.
He and his club have both been pleasant surprises to the American League. And I'll be back to talk to him about that after this from Kendall.
Nothing makes everyday driving more exciting than to drive a sporty car with a name like GT, Super Sport, Mustang, Barracuda, Camaro. But such cars have high-performance engines, and they need the high-performance protection of new Kendall GT1 racing oil. Refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil for extra oiliness, Kendall GT1 racing oil is reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, engine deposits, and foaming. Whether you drive a high-performance car in traffic, on turnpikes, or in competition, be sure it's properly protected with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Your dealer has it, recommends it, stands back of it as the finest oil for high-performance engines ever offered. Once again, Joe Garagiola.
There's no question that one of the more pleasant surprises in the first half of the American League pennant race this year has been the Boston Red Sox and their freshman manager, Dick Williams. Recently, Dick told me that he wasn't surprised at the way his club was going and pointed out that his main objective during spring training was to get his team in the best possible shape. Early this year, Williams benched third baseman Joe Foy and first baseman George Scott, both for being overweight. I asked him about his position on keeping his players in shape.
Everybody had to be at a certain weight when we broke camp. Everybody was, except there was one boy that wasn't. He was about 10 pounds over. He's pitching at Toronto right now. We're just backing up the things we had set forth to do. We came north with a healthy ball club. Pitchers had healthy arms. If they weren't strong in ability, there was certainly quantity in them. We had 12 pitchers, but everybody had a sound arm, and everybody was in good physical condition. Now, getting back to the other thing, about 10 days went by, and my two players, you named Foy and Scott, added a few pounds. Now, a few balls were getting through the left side of the infield that we thought should have been caught. Joe wasn't hitting up to par. Scotty was starting to fish for bad balls again because he was maybe about 6-7 pounds over. And started that big frame of his going. That made his swing bigger. So then they stopped throwing him strikes, and he kept swinging. So the best thing I could do is to get back to what I wanted done in the first place is put Harden on first and put Jones at third. And it so happened that both of them got a few base hits, so they remain there. Now, I gave both players a certain length of time, 5 days to be exact, to get that weight off. Otherwise, consequences would be taken. And they did not get back in the ballgame again until their weight was down, but they got it off quite quick.
Dick, you manage players. You don't manage names.
Absolutely right. I can't go on past performances either. It's easy to have a real good... this fellow say, well, he won 7 games the second half of the season, more than anybody else on the club. They've got to also remember, at that particular time, we were 20 games back of first place, and we're probably playing a club that's sending up one of their lesser pitchers against us, and because we're not a troublesome club. We're not going to worry anybody. We're not going to beat anybody, and they can gamble that way. So we'll sneak in a few wins that way, and it's easy to play when there's not any pressure on you.
Later today, right here on Monitor, Dick Williams talks about being a fill-in ball player and then becoming a full-time manager. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola is heard on Monitor every weekend. Some music now as Connie Francis revives an oldie, My Heart Cries for You.
Just die.
tuned to Monitor with more to come, so stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
A new play is opened at the Vivian Beaumont Theater as part of Lincoln Center's Festival 67. Peter Ustinov's The Unknown Soldier and His Wife received a generally good set of reviews from the drama critics of New York's three metropolitan dailies. The Daily News critic writes that The Unknown Soldier has wit, sardonic humor, and is absorbing and amusing. The New York Times critic described Ustinov as essentially a raconteur, a conversationalist, and a parlor entertainer, but adds that the play is entertaining vaudeville. The New York Post review calls The Unknown Soldier and His Wife witty, poignant, refreshing, something of a theatrical miracle. It ends with, no one with any theatrical adventure should miss it. The Unknown Soldier and His Wife is the first play presented at the Vivian Beaumont Theater, produced by an outside Broadway management, and its run will span the summer, after which the Lincoln Repertory Company will resume its regular subscription series in October with a revival of Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes.
Get your tickets for The Unknown Soldier and His Wife at the box office, Vivian Beaumont Theater.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your question.
Minutes before the hour. This is Monitor 67. Here's the group with the backward name, the Brothers Four, singing Walking Backward Down the Lane.
Walking backwards down the lane. Never thought I'd find walking backwards down the road. Leaving out of town, I just gotta go. And I left a note behind me in your mailbox. When you wake up, I'll be gone. I hope that you'll be happy with your new love. I just
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, it's surprise time.
Yes, and say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
The secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
This is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Yeah, what's my surprise?
See this low list price? Well, this ambassador sells for even less.
But what's my surprise for saying duck?
Here.
What?
You a surprise.
For a surprising deal on a 1967 Ambassador, see your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Our public parks and forests are your property. If you let a forest fire get started, you're destroying land that you've paid for. Take care of your woodlands. Keep them green. Watch your smokes, your campfires, your matches. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Now, this word from Accent.
A man from Silverspoon asks, is there snob appeal in cooking with accent? Well, if you like to have the upper hand when it comes to great barbecues, accent is in a class all by itself. The distinction doesn't come from bribing the butcher, growing your own rare herbs and spices, but by waking up all the flavor possible with accent. Keeping your nose in the air isn't the only way to get into high society. You must do everything in extremely good taste, and that's where accent comes in.
Among the speakers at this year's convention of the Student American Medical Association was Dr. Walter Alvarez, world-famous physician and syndicated columnist, who is now 82 years old and who is also a psychiatrist. Dr. Alvarez, who has some interesting views on the practice of psychosomatic medicine, was interviewed in Chicago by Monitor's Ray James.
Dr. Alvarez, I think your field is psychiatry, although you did not originally start out that way, did you?
I never intended to be a psychiatrist, and I'll say now I'm just a sort of a one. But I got driven into it because a third of the people who came to the Mayo Clinic complaining of a stomachache, we couldn't find anything wrong in the abdomen. Sometimes surgeons had gone in two or three times to look, couldn't find anything. But when I asked them questions, I found out it was up in the old brain. That's where the trouble was, the sorrow or strain, unhappiness, worry, indecision. That was what it was.
Dr. Alvarez, I imagine you get lots of mail from the syndicated column that you write, people asking you about various problems that they have. What do you tell them?
Well, I get about 125,000 letters a year, and my own mail is big enough for two men.
Is there a pattern? Are a lot of the letters similar? People writing about very similar problems, do they fit a certain pattern?
Yes. One of the funny things is this: some of my doctor friends maybe will be not pleased with this, but the fact is that we doctors have fads. And, for instance, for a while, I'll get hundreds of letters for low blood sugar. And then that fad will sort of go away. And the next one may be a low blood pressure. That fad lasted only a year or so. Then now it's a diverticulitis, and it's a hernia, a hiatus hernia, so forth. Now those are pretty near on the way out. Now I'm wondering, what's going to be next?
Yes. Dr. Alvarez, how about we hear more and more people going to psychiatrists?
Yeah.
Would you say that there's a definite need for this, or is it just, is this another fad, or what?
No, there's a saying that there, so many people are terribly distressed emotionally. There's a tremendous need for psychiatrists, and one difficulty also today is that the psychiatrists are all divided up into sects, you see, and they don't agree with each other, they fight each other. And there's all the world and difference in the world between a man who's a psychoanalyst and sees only 12 people a year in his office for $25, $35, $40 an hour, and the man who's, say, in a mental hospital sees people who are crazy.
Are we getting more neuroses? Are we getting more concerned, more excited, more irritable, more mixed up emotionally and mentally?
I imagine we are. It's hard to tell. Certainly our life is much more strenuous because of the telephone, the telegraph, and all the things. But we do need psychiatric help, but for many diseases, the commonest ones like schizophrenia and depression, I don't think psychiatry does anything. I mean, why, if you were depressed, why should I tell you, come on, snap out of it? You'd say, well, that's what I want most in the world. So why pay me for telling you to snap out of it?
What's the answer?
Well, I think we can learn. We ought to learn. Many people take things too hard. For instance, the psychoanalysts, I think, are wrong. They say, if you feel angry, spit it out. Well, my golly, if I spat things out at my secretary, she'd cry all day, probably. That'd be no good at all, you see. And then also, I think it would be very bad for my nervous system. I learned when I was 19 that I could have a temper, and I decided I won't have it, and I quit. And that's been a great help. I mean, the only way I can do three men's work at 82 is to take it easy.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Ray James returning you to Monitor.
Isn't it a comfort to know that all your aches and pains are imaginary? While you're waiting for them to go away, here's a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
If you're high-spirited, Sparkling Champagne is the drink to match your champagne mood. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. If you were listening 2 weeks ago, you may have heard a conversation we had with Jim Beatty, the Cleveland aeronautical engineer who was planning a flight around the world nonstop in a single-engine airplane carrying just 625 gallons of gas. Well, Mr. Beatty is still planning to go, but certain difficulties came up. Here's a report from Monitor's Mark Landsman.
Today, Cleveland aeronautical engineer Jim Beatty was due to leave on one of aviation's greatest adventures, an around-the-world flight with an object of setting two world records, the longest solo flight without refueling, and the longest plane trip following a straight course. But Beatty never even got to turn over the propeller of the specially built sailplane powered by a 210-horsepower engine because of technical problems. It was embarrassing because a crowd of 500 turned out at 6 this morning to wish him luck. But the good wishes and prayers all went for naught this morning when a pre-flight check turned up a faulty part in Beatty's gyro compass. The parts had to be flown in from Houston and Cincinnati. So Beatty announced a 24-hour postponement.
So, looks like we have no other choice but to cancel it for today and plan to go tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
So as it stands now, Beatty will try again tomorrow morning. The family, his priest, the newsmen, and probably some more well-wishers will be out again early in the morning in hopes of seeing a takeoff. Mark Landsman, NBC News, Cleveland, reporting for Monitor.
McCann, the Caper of the Golden Bulls. This is Monitor. I'm Bull Morgan.
Beat to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.